Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Yes. Shabbat Shalom. A blessed, most blessed Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. Yes, indeed, for every soul, my brothers and sisters, every humble soul, the seeks the Most High, that seeks Him to be true to Him in all things. Yes, and to every humble and diligent soul, I say Shabbat Shalom. Blessings, yes, indeed, blessings from on high. And may the Most High reach down to touch every soul that seeks Him, that beyond every distraction, every illusion, misconceit that divides us, yes, beyond all manner of unbelief. Yes, my brothers and sisters, beyond every distraction, that the Most High teach us, indeed, beyond every deception, to perceive Him. That in all things, my brothers and sisters, in this very precious time which we prepare, the great day of atonement to come, that we indeed, unto His glory, shall be one. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I am so very thankful, yes indeed, for this blessed opportunity, this very blessed time. And it's very blessed, my brothers and sisters, day of great preparation. Yah has a plan for His people. And indeed, the Most High has told me, yes, He has told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And I thank the Most High, yes, indeed, I do, for every year, He brings near. For indeed, the Most High told me that I have Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said, indeed, I would accrue. Yes, He told me I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, and I consider it a great honor to be called to do so. He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, yes, indeed, that I would have His protection and His guidance. The Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, even for the reconciliation, the blessing of His people, we might be made wise, we might discern beyond every distraction, that we might perceive, my brothers and sisters, beyond every distraction, every obstacle and illusion. Yes, it's time to make the crooked places straight. Every high place, bring it low. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, every valley made level, that men might see straightway what is the goal and the glory of the Most High. Yes, the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He has told me I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. But the Most High, indeed, like His word endures, like His mercy endures forever. And the plan of the Most High is surely then to prove that He indeed is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Most High, that He does not change. It is written, my brothers and sisters, He will bring forth, yes, indeed, He will bring forth these times of refreshing, the times of restitution, remembrance even of all things, even all things He has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that He has promised this perfect refreshing beyond all worldly distractions, misallegiances, short-sightedness and pollutions, that He has promised that He would restore to us a word. Yes, indeed, that He has promised that He restored unto us a word, knowing that the gospel is not the adulterated misconceits and diverse ideologies of many, not the neglectful presumptuousness of many, but indeed, my brothers and sisters, the everlasting wisdom Yes, my brothers and sisters, the everlasting conscience. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is the everlasting, pure, and perfect word from on high. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is not the adulterated word of many in a diverse and divided world. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is the word of one. Let us then understand, my brothers and sisters, what must be then necessary that a world, I said that a world, after a pure, perfect, and variant light, be restored unto the will of one. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, this very time, this time of the Shabbat of Shabbat, the Sabbath of Sabbaths, the sure Sabbath of rest, a time for meditation to be made whole in Him. Let us seek the fullness of His will, seek the fullness of His righteousness. Purity and completion offers but one choice. Let us then discern, my brothers and sisters, because of the partiality and pollutions, the adulterations that are among us, that meant much of the debate and doubt that divides us, the unbelief that exists among us divides us. The Most High has planned for these be the days, my brothers and sisters. Yes, the high holy days of the Most High, even the day of His atonement. And we are called in this time, my brothers and sisters, beyond, like I said, every distraction, every fallen short influence, knowing that He comes and will judge all men in righteousness. We seek in this time the favor of Him. What is it written? He said, if you love me, if you love me, if you're my friends, oh, heaven help us. He said, if you love me, he said, you will keep my commandments. He said, you will do everything He commands. Seek to preserve, maintain, and defend, preserve everything that He commands, the fullness that reveals, my brothers and sisters, the glory of His conscience. He said, if you do this, my brothers and sisters, He said He would reveal Himself. But He said, my brothers and sisters, this spirit of truth, this fullness of righteousness and truth, He said, the worldly, those who prefer the compromises, the institutionalized divisiveness of this world, He said, that spirit of truth they would not receive. For shall the Most High, my brothers and sisters, say that the institutions of this world that would divide its people should be true to His salvation? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, my brothers and sisters. As I said before, the gospel. Yes, the gospel that is related also to these times of refreshing. The latter-day dispensation that is promised is upon us. The Most High is calling forth His people who will be true to the will of one, the light, even the salvation of a world. My brothers and sisters, a lot to talk about tonight. Much to petition for. Much, my brothers and sisters, much. And with the blessing of the Most High, we shall, in the time allotted, we shall speak. I promised on last evening, yes I did, that I wanted to look over the book of Matthew. Oh, Father, let Your Spirit be high upon Your people. And let every soul that will be true to You know what it is to be true to You. I spoke on last evening. Yes, I did. I wanted to look tonight since we were cut short on time. I wanted to look in preparation and in the observance of the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. I wanted to look at the book of Matthew, Matthias, Matthias, the 18th. Yes, indeed, the 18th chapter. And I'd like to look at it now, my brothers and sisters, for it's an admonition to us all. But as Yah is one, so also must his people be one. He wants us to seek him, that we all might know him from the greatest to the least. Hear, O Israel, as Yah is one, so must his people be one. And he desires that for that oneness sake, for the oneness sake of all his people, that we all be willing beyond ourselves to seek him. For only, my brothers and sisters, in a pure vow unto the Most High, regarding no less a conscience than his own. Only then, my brothers and sisters, shall we indeed be made one. For the gospel, my brothers and sisters, let's be for real about what it is. It is a word. Yes, it is a word that proves foolish all the folly of those that this world is esteemed as wise. That we all know what it is to be set free. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, made free unto the one who completes us all. For to be subject to any institutionality of this earth, to be subject to any institutionality of this earth, that would keep us blinded not to discern the fullness of all the Holy Spirit would reveal. Our brothers and sisters, to remain subject to any such institutionality is a sin to us all. So let us, my brothers and sisters, not seek that any among us offend. Let us rather seek what is necessary. Yes, my brothers and sisters, let us seek what is necessary, that we all know what it is to repent. Let us all seek the fullness of all that is divine intent, that none of us is an obstacle. Everyone, my brothers and sisters, becomes true to the light. One who reflects and shows forth the light. I'd like to look now at Matthew. 18th chapter. And it says here, at the same time, the disciples of Yahshua, they came forth and they said, and they asked, who is the greatest? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the corollary idea that is here, it's already also spoken early in the book of Matthew. They wanted to call it Matthew. At 5:14 through 24. I want to get to that as we begin to look more thoroughly into these words. And Yahshua called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Say, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of Yah. What was he saying about the nature of a little child, especially in a tribal society, such as was Israel in that day? All the children, my brothers and sisters, knew that they had to look forward to a time when they could prove. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? That they were beneficent unto the preservation of Israel as a people. They had to prove, my brothers and sisters, a time wherein there would come rites of passage, that they could preserve the ways of Yah among their people. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, as such, little children, Many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. They try to, when they're looking around them, to make sense of the nature of the world in which they live. They seek to understand, my brothers and sisters. They seek to understand. And blessed is the most curious child that will not rest until all things he perceives. I say until all things he perceives are discernedly in his mind what is necessary to restore all order. Such is the nature of the true children of Yah, my brothers and sisters. They will not be pleased until all things the Most High has declared are brought to bear unto harmony in this world. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will not be curtailed, staggered, stifled in any way from seeking that ultimate goal. For whoever, my brothers and sisters, would have caused even the least of the little ones to be stagnant, blinded, causing them to become offenders. One scripture says it would be better that an ass's millstone catch around his neck than to cause one of the least of these little ones to offend. Let us then, all my brothers and sisters, knowing that generations are arising who would unto Yah be found worthy only if they see the truth. Let no one stagnate the mind, my brothers and sisters, but let us seek Yah, that those curious souls who would know him in no way be left without discretion. He said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself, and this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of Yah. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receives me. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, receives a little child, seeking the fullness of what is divine will, receives of him. For Yah desires that all his people in all things, complete and perfectly, be made whole. So let us all, my brothers and sisters, work to discern what is wise, that a true people unto Yah, for all generations be manifest. Again, 18 and 6, but whoever shall offend or cause even at least one of these little ones to be an offender, would otherwise believe in me, but better him for him than a millstone hanged around his neck and they'd be drowned in the sea. And he says, woe unto the world because of offenses. Woe unto the world because of offenses. The offenses that are in it, the distractions that are in it, the dissuasions that are in it. Woe to the world because of the offenses that are in it, that divide it. For Yah did not make a world, my brothers and sisters, inharmonious. But he made this world, all things true to his name, that all things as one might be true unto himself. So woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be, he said, he knew that offenses would come. But woe unto that man by whom the offense comes or arises or is made to appear. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot, the will of your flesh, your desires, which you seek to make manifest, departed from his will, if it caused you to offend, if your fleshly desires in any way cause you to offend, it's better to cut them off and they be cast from thee. For it's better for thee to enter into life halt or marred, maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet and be cast into the everlasting fire. The Most High wants His people made whole, my brothers and sisters. He wants His people to understand what it means when He says, we must love Him with all our minds, all our hearts, all our souls. All that is in us, my brothers and sisters, let it praise and give honor to the Most High. Must love Him with all our minds, seeking the utmost purity of thought, casting aside all false imaginations and all worldly or fleshly inclinations. Let us seek the fullness of His wisdom, that He be pleased. All our minds, with all our hearts, all our devotion, all our zeal, all our allegiance, all our love. All our minds, all our hearts, and all our understanding. All our soul, that every part of our being we recognize as devoted, steadfast unto Him. And He said, if thine eye offend thee, you be taken away by the distraction you see. What He's saying is, it's better you pluck it out and cast it from thee. It's better for thee to enter into life with one eye than having two eyes be cast unto hellfire. My brothers and sisters, I would simply say to you, no, these scriptures are not directly saying that you should pluck out an eye, cut off a hand. As much as it is saying, much more so, that you must seek in all things to be wholly converted, completely purged, discerning, yes indeed, with reverence for the Most High, that no unclean thing, no undisciplined thing, nothing that is not steadfast, my brothers and sisters, is worthy unto the kingdom that He must establish upon a firm foundation, must do it forever. Blessed they, brothers and sisters, understand. And go to seek Yah and thank Him for every opportunity to discern His repentance. Who thank Him for the truth, we shall indeed have turned away from all unrighteousness to seek unrighteousness. All that is promoted with the course of all the existence that in Him might one people renew the strength on all the illusions of this worldly divisive age. For He, my brothers and sisters, despite all confusions this world, is forever one. He says, take heed that you do not despise, not reject the hope that the Most High has for His little ones. I say that the heaven and the angels do always behold the face. The angels always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Most High, great plans, my brothers and sisters, for His people. And blessed are them, my brothers and sisters, who be true to the manifestation of that plan. Here, my brothers and sisters, let us discern. Let us see and let us discern, my brothers and sisters. The petitions of people of both for this generation. Let everyone, my brothers and sisters, be diligent and nature. Let every soul have love and not all this is due for the love of the truth, brothers and sisters. The love of God. Yes, the Son of Man comes to save what was lost. The Son of Man comes up, brothers and sisters, to redeem all the harmless people, those led astray, even those led astray not to discern the difference between what is harmful and what unto His people would be a blessing. He comes to redeem, my brothers and sisters, unto the safety and sanctity of His guidance, His strength. People, my brothers and sisters, who trust in Him, say, how think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? Oh, heaven help us. If what his flock is not whole until all the present. Yes, mountains, my brothers and sisters, symbolic of nations. Will not a good shepherd seek all that is necessary, that his flock be whole? Such is Zion, my brothers and sisters. And blessed are they who are truly the people of his flock. Matthias, Matthias, 18:13. And if so be that he findeth, he said, verily I say to you, he rejoices more of that sheep. What is necessary, my brothers and sisters, not just, this is not just simply speaking of a flock, nor is it even all speaking just even of just a soul. It is speaking, my brothers and sisters, concerning all that is necessary that the whole flock be whole, one, safe, secure, and none be left to distraction, none be misled, and all, my brothers and sisters, be delivered from those wolves in sheep's clothing that would lead any part of the flock astray. For the moment, I'm looking here at the chat, and I see I've got a couple of messages that have said something about there being a bit of breaking up. I pray that that has cleared. I haven't had that problem in a while. But Yah willing, my brothers and sisters, all things shall be made clear. Matthias, they called it Matthew 18:14. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that even one of these little ones should perish. For believe me, my brothers and sisters, the flock is made whole when all, do you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Every soul is made complete unto all good works. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the righteous offering that the Most High asks and has forsworn must be brought to bear of the people that he has consecrated unto himself. That everyone, my brothers and sisters, may be made wise. What does it say in Zephaniah 3:13? That the remnant of Israel shall speak no lies, do no iniquity, and there shall be none to harm them. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, the whole flock to be at peace. All must agree. Believe to agree. Yes, it is written, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, how about believes in him to agree, my brothers and sisters, might not perish. For there shall be harmony, everlasting harmony, in the land made like Eden again, that the Most High has promised shall be brought to bear upon this earth. Say, moreover, if your brother should trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault. Oh, I would put it both ways. If you find that you have transgressed and trespassed against your brother, seek to reconcile with your brother. Yes, indeed. Seek to reconcile with your brother before you give an offering to the Most High, because offering, a perfect offering to the Most High, is a people who seek peace among all his people. That in him, that in Yah, to his glory, to his light, to his invariant truth and understanding, conscience, we show that we are people who can reason together beyond the beastliness of the flesh and other nations, and show that we are truly worthy to be called a people unto his name. See, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, you've gained. How about not just gained, but restored your brother? Beautiful. Beautiful, my brothers and sisters. I love it. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth two or three witnesses, every word may be established. They might that the testimony concerning the effort to bring forth reconciliation might be understood by all. If he neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man, as a publican. Publicans, my brothers and sisters, were the tax collectors who were more concerned with the affairs of state than the affairs of Yah. Verily I say to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. He was speaking to his disciples, the people who were with him, to discern his way, to discern indeed what is necessary, that there be a reconciliation unto his people, that his people might be made one beyond all that divides. Say, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, shall be gain approval before the Most High. And when I can say this, my brothers and sisters, what he's saying to his disciples, is the people who approve a word of righteousness, for indeed the word of Yah is living and is sharper than a two-edged sword. They who approve fully a word of righteousness, true to all the Most High declares, line upon line, precept upon precept, shall be set free of the misconceits and the misallegiances and the misguidances of this world, and shall be made servants unto Yah. We are admonished, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Yaakov, they call it James, that our faith indeed must have a perfect work. Though we might be divided at first under much influence of provocation in this world, the many diverse status quos, ideals exalted by men among the nations, yes, even among the many denominations. He said, let faith still yet have its perfect work. That we no longer, my brothers and sisters, are the objects, are the points upon which provocation is found. But that we, my brothers and sisters, be found a healing people. Because he said, blessed are the peacemakers. And the word for peace has to do with what is pure and perfect. He said, let us transcend all the debate and doubt that is in this world. Let us seek Yah, the pure mind, the heart, pure heart. For he said, a double-minded man is unstable. How about a destabilizing thing in all his ways? And the Most High establishes kingdom. Yes, he does. He will establish his kingdom upon a rock, my brothers and sisters, and let us all be true to the purpose of that foundation. For a day comes that it will indeed be found true. Yes, indeed. What was written, the stone which the builders, I would say even the architects, refused, shall become the chief stone the corner. And even if a whole world be a liar upon faulty foundations and illusions, Yah will yet be true, and he will establish his kingdom upon that which he has confirmed from the very beginning. Discern, my brothers and sisters, the great day that is to come, when the stone which the builders, the architects rejected, refused, did not build their temples with consideration of all that word, my brothers and sisters, the world has chosen to ignore. Yes, indeed, it's all part of that word from the Most High that shall discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts. Whether men will serve Yah, who is all that he is, or not. Whether men will serve Yah, my brothers and sisters, that is all that is his righteousness, and does not deny himself. Whether men will be true to him for the cause of the blessedness of his people, the hope of his covenant, and all that is his promise. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all that is his word. Shall discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. Say, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. My brothers and sisters, he was speaking as a principle here, as a something, my brothers and sisters, that in so many ways is likened to the power and the authority of Messiah himself, who opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. The Messiah, according to prophecy, is also called the chosen ally, the servant of the Most High. Let us understand what the scriptures mean when it says, surely shall one say, in the Most High have our righteousness and strength. Unto him shall mighty men come, and unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, all who incensed against him shall be ashamed. But I can only say, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah knew that he would not be there in the flesh to represent himself, and he would send forth apostles, disciples, men who would receive the fullness of his word for the conversion of the nations. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, the purpose for sending these forward would be to find the lost sheep, my brothers and sisters, who will indeed hearken to the voice of the shepherd. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scripture speaks of those. Revelation, you need to read around 2:27-29. It speaks of those who will keep all his works, who preserve, maintain, seek after, guard all that he commands unto his people. He said they too would shepherd the nations with a rod of iron, break those who dissent, like a potter's vessel, an unclean potter's vessel. Blessed are those of you who understand that. An unclean earthen pot, once it becomes corrupted, is not something worthy to be preserved, because it would only bring disease. Only bring ill. Say, if you have a brass pot, you can scald it and use it again. But an earthen pot, all he said, must be cast aside, that all be kept in good health. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High wants that his people be preserved in the strength and the knowledge of him, that no man dissuade any among the brethren to be flattered, not to seek what is pure and perfect, that in all things his people at peace be one. So again I say to you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as regarding anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them in my Father, of my Father which is in heaven. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I would have you to discern, my brothers and sisters, with regard to all that is related, the golden thread of truth that is related throughout the entirety of this chapter. What is the purpose of the Savior, my brothers and sisters? That he might reconcile his people as one. Blessed then are they, my brothers and sisters, who seek his name, who seek all that is his covenant, previously confirmed for the hope of peace, previously confirmed that his people be at one, previously confirmed that the people of Yah be the people of Yah, who seek all that is his discretion. What is meant by the scripture, my brothers and sisters? Behold my servant, my elect, whom my soul delights, who pleases me. I put my spirit upon him, even the spirit of the comfort of my brothers and sisters. What indeed my brothers and sisters are sending forth is that spirit. We need to talk about that. What indeed, my brothers and sisters, is the times of refreshing the Most High offers, he said, in these latter days. Did he not say, my brothers and sisters, that in these latter days there must be to redeem a people? Yes, indeed, to redeem a world that did not welcome the truth with love. And because of this, my brothers and sisters, remains divided. The Most High told me if I can look at the world and see all these contradictions, debates, and doubts, if I could believe that that was a manifestation of his spirit, the comforter that brings peace, the gospel that preaches and inspires the souls of men to seek all that is the gospel of peace, completion, righteousness, what is fair and what is just. So if I could believe that these contentions are the result of his spirit or have anything to do with diligence in him and reverent respect for him, he told me I could not be a disciple of his. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, many are they who have been flattered by the short-sighted standards of this world. Flattered, my brothers and sisters, not to understand just how much and how much in humility, diligence, and love we must seek Yah. That we transcend whatever it is that has distracted or influenced us to be led astray. For man, indeed, my brothers and sisters, is being called unto repentance. Yes, being called unto repentance. Humble and diligent, loving, repentance for the good of all. That men, my brothers and sisters, might ask the Most High his forgiveness. Yes, forgiveness from every manner of sin, every manner of influence in this world. All the faulty foundations that were here even before we were born that would snare our souls into status quo boxes where the greater light of truth because of pride and selfish ambition and the greed of men for the greater light is oftentimes not allowed to enter. We must repent, my brothers and sisters, for every bit of neglectfulness that has left us subject to those who would keep us unwise. For the first command of all, his hero Israel, Yah is one. We must love him, seek him. Yes, all that he is. Yes, in all and everything that he purely, holy is. With all that is our minds, hearts, souls, and mights. And if we had this love, my brothers and sisters, indeed we would have a covenant of righteousness, a people worthy to be called by his name, even the name of him who is one. So we come together in his name. Let us seek beyond ourselves, beyond our own pride, beyond our selfish ambitions, beyond our desires to be esteemed before men. But my brothers and sisters, let us seek what is reconciliation of the kind with this which the Most High be glorified. Understand that word glory, the same word for light. I mean, my brothers and sisters, honor. I said honor, that he might be praised, that it might be evident that we have prayed and our petition be true to all that is his will. And in this, my brothers and sisters, having no other, I hope you understand me, false gods, having no false gods, no altar, influences that would bribe us astray from the path. We should be true to him. All, my brothers and sisters, being among those that could be, we could say, could help to guide one another along the path. Yes, even from the least to the greatest. Then came Kepha. Put down here Peter. Oh, you talk about that. Actually Greek. Greek transliteration. I'm trying to run a little game on this, but we can talk about that too another time if anybody wants to talk about it. Hey, you can get in contact with me. I'm not going to go into that directly tonight. Email hiddengospelsite@yahoo.com. Need to understand why they chose to change a lot of titles, my brothers and sisters. Jacob. Hey, they called him James. Heaven help us. Didn't like the name Yeshua. Didn't like it at all. For the multitude of its magnificent meaning. Didn't even like the title by which those who believed in him. Didn't even like the title by which those who believed in him were called and believed in, brothers and sisters, was not Christian. For those who would know the truth, yes, for those who would know the truth, I strongly suggest that you look at this article on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin. Discern, my brothers and sisters, the principles of the title the early church knew, and discern again was the foundation of the faith, without which none is made whole and none is made holy. True, unto the Most High. Let there be a remembrance. The Holy Spirit seeks to bring all things to remembrance, even those things which after the flesh we have not known. For Messiah, indeed, as a priest after the order of Melchizedek, relates righteousness that is that of old, and indeed that which is forever. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand that there will be a judgment. Yes, there will be a judgment and a restoration of all things. All things the Most High has spoken by His holy prophets throughout the course of all ages. And my brothers and sisters, let us understand that just because we live in a world that today many are deceived after the pollutions of the course of ages, let us not, my brothers and sisters, ever be made gullible or left gullible to think that the Most High has forgotten even a single word of what by His word is His promise, His covenant. Yes, my brothers and sisters, let us seek His inspiration. For the Scriptures tell us that we are scattered among the nations. I would even say to you, among a multitude of denominations, under a multitude of diverse rulers, who so often, in their double-mindedness and selfish ambitions and greed, will not speak to you the whole truth. He said, let us ask Him. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, let faith in Him, beyond all the divisiveness and debate and doubt in this world, let it bring forth a perfect work. For you said, the double-minded man, let him not think he received anything from the Most High. Let not the double-minded man, my brothers and sisters, think that his offering by any means is worthy unto Yah. For we are His, and indeed it is Him we must love, Him we must seek. His wisdom we must seek to discern that we preserve it, none being an obstacle, seeking with all our hearts, minds, and souls. For in Abraham, our brothers and sisters, he was called, and so are also his children called, to seek Yah for His perfect will, and let there be nothing of our flesh. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. Nothing of our flesh to keep our minds and hearts subdued, that we are not ultimately opening all our hearts to be made free. I would have you discern, my brothers and sisters, if ever we are subject to any conscience that would keep us short of all the Holy Spirit would reveal, we are in bondage. But the Most High calls us, my brothers and sisters, to His freedom. Access even unto all the Most High declared that we, my brothers and sisters, might open the doors. Yes, a people calling to His light, to be a light to the world, might open the doors that we might be the salvation of a world entire. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who will not let any of the misgivings of this world act as an obstacle against us. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand what it means to say, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are actually saying when they ask, who is the greatest in the kingdom of Yah? Matthew 5 and 14 through 21 says Israel must be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. But the salt must not lose its savor, and the light must shine. Even in the midst of great darkness, the light still must shine. Or dare men say, because the world has been blind and undiscerning, that no one should even begin to raise the issues of truth, righteousness, the will of Yah, that many have not even known to consider? My brothers and sisters, the Most High raises our conscience to realize something much more than this, especially if we're going to prepare for Him who has intimate knowledge of Yah and will judge mankind according to all the higher conscience that the Most High, even by the Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit of Messiah Himself that was given to the prophets, according to all that the Most High spoke by His Spirit to the mouth of His prophets since this world began. Who did He say was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Matthiah, Matthiah, my brothers and sisters. No, I did not say Matthew. I'm not talking about any Matthews. He said, whoever, since He did not come to dishonor, discredit in any way the law of the prophets, as many, my brothers and sisters, seeking to flatter the people had done, not come to dishonor, dissuade anyone away from the veracity, the absolution, the expectation, the faith that was given in the law by all the prophets. The lawful expectation of Yah. My brothers and sisters, how could He turn man aside from, or seek to turn man aside from what was spoken by the prophets? For He is the Spirit of prophecy. He is the voice of the prophets. 1 Kings 1:10 through 11 says all the prophets spoke by the Spirit of Messiah that was in them. 2 Kings, you check it out. 1:19 through 21 talks about the words of a prophet is not always contained in his own book, not of any private interpretation. The Spirit that is eternal is the speaking Spirit, even the Spirit that is from the beginning. The Rishon Achron. That very Spirit, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit by which the true prophets speak. And no prophet denies the word of a former prophet, because it is now the word of a former true prophet. It is now the word of Yah. Let us comprehend, my brothers and sisters, what it means. He says it's a priest, a mediator forever after the order of Melchizedek, because it means the righteousness of Yah, indeed His mercy. What He reveals to those who would discern again His perfect will, indeed it endures forever. Most High told me directly until I see everything that He has declared. He said, watch out for whatever you hear, whatever you see, whatever you read. He said, for whatever you come to know after your eyes, He said, check it out with Him, because certainly there's much more about all these things that He can reveal. He is the author. Our faith, my brothers and sisters, yes. Our trust in Him, belief in Him. Why do we believe? Must bring us, my brothers and sisters, to oneness, because we must believe that He has the truth. He who overcame the world is He whose Spirit, my brothers and sisters, we must receive to show us beyond all unrighteousness, that we be made one. Even in the remembrance of all things, my brothers and sisters, we may never have physically seen. Because if we are the children of His Spirit, how else, my brothers and sisters, do you think the Most High intends that He have a people true unto Himself, but that He must reveal according to what is written in Ephesians? We must all comprehend to the height, depth, and breadth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, the full measure and stature of Messiah Himself. Not like others, my brothers and sisters, out among the nations who are left aliens to these words. But my brothers and sisters, all comprehending together. For a day comes that we will be they who will be found true as the children of Abraham. Will come together one day, my brothers and sisters, that we all confirm all things on the same page. This is what the Most High promises people. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who believe Him for the manifestation of that promise. In the book of Matthiah, I said again, 5:14-21, we find scriptures that say, since He did not come to dishonor any part of the law of the prophets, He said, whoever teaches these things shall be called great, Whoever humbles himself, I pray you will understand that. Humbles himself, because I hope you understand. Remember, brothers and sisters say, he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Whoever humbles himself to seek beyond himself for the blessing of his people, these are those the Most High calls true to a covenant. These are they, my brothers and sisters, will be true for the cause of his holy name and for the cause of his people. Whoever teaches these things, yes, in season, out of season, these are they who should be called great. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, that level of conscience that begins to discern line upon line, precept upon precept, is not by any means something that any man could attain of himself. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments and I reveal myself. He decides whose eyes are open and whose hearts are left hardened. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, by no means is he impressed with the willfulness or the rebellion or the self-righteous boast and pride of any man. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It is in that we love and seek him that we find his favor. And in loving and seeking him, did you hear what I said to you before? He told me, whatever they tell me, whatever I see by them. He was talking about this whole world. He said, check it out with him. Mama say this, daddy say that. Hey, grandma, grandpappy, pastor, priest, rabbi, hey, all got something different to say about me, he said. He told me if I wanted to know him, why could I not ask him and believe that he could answer? He was already talking, so guess what? I shut up and started listening, and then listening to find out what I need to ask a question about because he was talking. I thank him for that, my brothers and sisters. Truly, I do. I asked him one time, how much should we keep growing? He told me, until I could look up in the sky and stars starts glowing, he said, keep growing. You got something else you can learn from me. Knows how to put you in your place. Knows how to keep you humble. What is man to sit back and say what is the greatness of what shall be his duty under the earth? I just simply say, my brothers and sisters, seek to serve him for whatever he will make of you. Because understand, it is they who he offers the greatest blessings who can be the greatest servants. And our people are in need, my brothers and sisters, of what is necessary for us to be healed, for us to be made whole. For none of us has peace, my brothers and sisters, till we all come to comprehension. The Most High told me, for until we are one, we are not saved. While any voice of dissension is among us, I seek it too for wholeness. Might well be stagnated. Yah has a plan, my brothers and sisters, to remove every obstacle. And blessed are they who, since they discern that the Most High will remove every obstacle. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who know to seek him, that they might not be counted among those who are called the stumbling blocks. You say, whoever teaches these things shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever seeks to deny even the least. Seeks to abolish dishonor, discredit, invalidate in any way, in anyone's mind, even the least of what he has declared. These should be called the least in the kingdom of Yah. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, in the world in which we live, those who aspire to the status quo, yes, what men call common to an already divided society, so often are they, are we confronted by those who don't seek the fullness of what is his instruction and seek the licentiousness of a world filled with hypocrisy and compromise. And so often, my brothers and sisters, yes, that's how I talk, you're holier than thou when you seek his righteousness. But understand, my brothers and sisters, it is his righteousness we still must seek. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, are the humble souls. Well, to seek the fullness of all that is the implication of his words. I didn't say more. I didn't say simply what he said. I said why he said it. But to know what he said and not know why he said it is to miss the point that we are not by his spirit, my brothers and sisters, are we the heir. He gives a spirit. Yes, indeed. Holy Spirit, that is the Comforter. We might indeed discern line upon line, precept upon precept, all the foundation necessary to be mature and to preserve the foundation, my brothers and sisters, even to restore the foundation and give glory to that one who even sets the foundation. Sets that foundation, my brothers and sisters, unto a pure temple. But we must understand what the scriptures mean. The Most High will indeed bring forth a day that the stone which the builders of the temples we see today, the stone, the foundation which they have rejected, will become the chief stone of the corner. And that day, my brothers and sisters, which the Most High shall bring to bear, it shall be a glorious day in the sight of those who have always sought Him. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I want to get to this in a minute. How many really understand that those scriptures speak about a foundation that practically the whole world has indeed refused or has not known to accept? For the Savior, my brothers and sisters, most have a very incomplete perception of who He is, have not discerned all the scriptures that speak concerning Him. And tonight, I want to speak more about that. Let me move through swiftly. Let me move through swiftly, my brothers and sisters, to speak of these things. I see I got about 22 minutes, and I spent most of this time just in Matthew. Heaven help us. Well, my brothers and sisters, I think the initial point that I wanted to make has been by and large related. Let me look a little bit at this 18 and 21. Then came, remember all these scriptures talk about what is necessary for our common reconciliation. Hey, like in this day of atonement, everyone seeking beyond himself, beyond his self-will, beyond his ambitions, but seeking for the cause of the holy name. He said those who come to him with that purpose, yes, indeed, there would he be in the midst of reconciling. To show our minds, so often, my brothers and sisters, the differences that exist among us because we all don't see the same gamut of fact. Or maybe we don't all have the same testimony to have perceived all things. But my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why we should seek all the Most High to clear. Because Yah willing, with the empowerment of His Spirit, all perceiving the same facts, we might come to the same conclusion. Bind all the testimonies, seal all the law, he said. And if man will not reckon according to his consummate word, he said there's no light in them. Let us understand then what the Most High calls light, my brothers and sisters. No darkness, no confusion in it. But nothing the Most High said, if we understand it wisely, it's a contradiction against anything that he has, is, or ever will say. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. 18 and 21, then came Kepha to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? He said, till seven times. You gotta understand what seven kind of connotes the Hebrew mind. Yeshua saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but till 70 times seven. Therefore the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take kind of his servants. A lot to say about this, but I know if I move into this, I'm not going to get a chance to say what I know for this Day of Atonement I have to say. I think maybe perhaps to go into this another time, but I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it means we should strive. Yah is judge. And we should all strive to help one another be made whole with everything that is in our hearts. Let it not be said that because, and I know some do this, well, not understanding what the scriptures mean, saying, let us bear the burden of the weak, but not unto doubtful disputations, not wavering in our reasoning. Some have had an opportunity to grow, some have not. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I know for a fact, I've seen it personally. Someone the Most High gets a hold of today that you thought you knew the difference between here to the next planet. You thought you knew so much more than they. I know for a fact, Most High get a hold of somebody right. Woo! Well, I can just only tell you how he told me. He said, shoot for the stars. He's for sure you get past the moon. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about shooting for the quasars. And even then, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me that beyond the end of anything is only another beginning. Just be wise. Trusting him whose word is infinite and whose conscience, my brothers and sisters, cannot be measured. A lot I want to talk about still tonight. Tim, we've got about 18 minutes. Heaven help us. Let me see if I can move through this swiftly. I started talking to you earlier about what the scriptures call the times of refreshing. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that's very much like with Revelation 14. I might not get a chance to talk about every verse, but those of you who know the scriptures, see the scriptures well. I pray you will check these things out. Might have to listen to the show again in the archives. And I pray somebody's telling me that I'm getting a little bit of a breakup. Well, that's unusual because I usually don't have that problem. But tonight, since we are having a little breakup, I'm hoping and praying, ask the Most High, that sometimes I know that there's breakups, sometimes the system and sometimes the archive is perfect. Let it be so. But even at that, my brothers and sisters, I do know how to go back in and edit an archive and try to set things straight. But I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 14 talks about an angel that goes forth to, in the latter days, to send forth the everlasting gospel. And it says, thereafter, whoever partakes of the mark of the beast, the stands of the nations, shall take the wrath of Almighty Yah. I would have you to understand, when the scriptures speak, world wherein very early on in the dispensation of the gospel, the pure perfect word that is from above, not adulterated or tainted by the word of any man. Scriptures say in 2 Thessalonians, admonishing what Messiah himself said, spirit of truth, the worldly, those who love the systems of this world, he said there's a level of truth they will never accept, never mature unto. In fact, they didn't even have a heart to receive it. He said, because men did not welcome the truth with love. Men would be left to a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. How would they believe that the lie is true? Calling good evil and evil good. Taking sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet. Calling light darkness. And my brothers and sisters, considering darkness as if it were light. In a world, my brothers and sisters, so darkened that even a little spark seems brilliant. I had an uncle that used to work on ships. He told me that in the middle of the night, he talked about being in the Navy. In the middle of the night, on a moonless night, it could be so dark that sometimes, some being submarines under, and sometimes on lower decks. They were not allowed if they came above board. He didn't smoke, but some people might want to, but they were not allowed to come aboard deck and smoke. Remember, we got a limited air supply down there. They were not allowed to come above deck and smoke because the enemy could spot a single match in a cigarette. So dark that even that little bit of light, that flicker, could be seen adding beyond the horizon. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you a day of great light comes. Because after my uncle had told me that, the very next day I remember sitting out on the porch, and lo and behold, somebody came walking down the street. Had a match in their hands, lighting a cigarette. And amazingly enough, I tell you, I saw the smoke fly up when he lit that match. But could I see the light of the match and the brightness of the noonday sun? No, hardly if at all. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you the great light is about to be seen in the midst of this darkness. And many shall perceive its glory and shall discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to transcend all that has been the darkness and everything that has been of this world that will obscure that great light. That all shall know to seek, my brothers and sisters, the path that is straight ready unto a kingdom which Yah has planned. And blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who have the heart and the eyes and the will to see it. Well, Revelation 14 talks about what must be a latter-day dispensation of grace. Why? Didn't Scripture talk about a time of restoration, a time of refreshing? You need to read also Isaiah 28th chapter and understand what I'm talking about. Acts 3:18 through 23, understand what I'm talking about. There must be this restoration. My brothers and sisters, at the time when the Most High offers it, he knows how precious that truth is. In fact, he says that those who will not receive it will be cut off from among the people. My brothers and sisters, I would have you to understand the scriptures do talk about a latter-day dispensation of grace. Why? Well, what does Isaiah 30 say? Woe to those who take counsel, but not from him. He said, because if they do so, they are stagnant, children of confusion. False sons, because they would not receive his instruction, would not receive his law. Who would dare to tell the prophets to see not, to speak not for proof. Say, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before, because they don't want the greater wisdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, that anything that resists the greater wisdom of Yah cannot ever be made pure, whole, worthy unto his service. He said, all of this, my brothers and sisters, be treated like the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without pity. But indeed, my brothers and sisters, he said, though his people have eaten of the bread, doctrines afflicted. He said he began to be gracious to his people. I'm talking about 30 and 18, Isaiah. He began to be gracious to his people, for he is the Holy One who desires justice, righteousness, and not that his people forever be afflicted, divided, dissuaded, confused after the misconceits of many. Remember I told you the gospel is not the word, my brothers and sisters, of a conflicted many. But it is instead, my brothers and sisters, the unadulterated word of one. How then, my brothers and sisters, do we think it shall be that this world shall be set back in order? It means, my brothers and sisters, that what occurred before must happen again. The Most High must prove foolish the wisdom that many in their imprudence had called wise. He must prove foolish, my brothers and sisters, the darkness that to many seemed to be light. One scripture says it in this wise for those who really understand it, in a world that is sin and falling short of the glory, not seeing that pure, perfect, and variant light. He says, I hope you will understand this. Say, whatever the law of Yah says, it said of those who have fallen short of his glory, fallen after the flawed misconceits of this world, that every mouth might be silenced. And every man discern his guilt before Yah. Every man discern, my brothers and sisters, how then to repent. For did I not tell you the Most High spoke to me directly in the night? Even had it written out in front of me in my sleep. And told me the man must repent for what is because of his negligence or his trust in a multitude of misconceits has done whatever it is that has divided mankind, man against man, and man against Yah. For how else, my brothers and sisters, shall his people know the will of the one king? But this must come to be. The stone which the builders, architects, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders have rejected must become the chief stone. to the corner. So he said, what are those who take counsel but not from him? Because the day comes, he will indeed open the eyes. He begin to be gracious, show his grace, show his mercy, show his favor to his people, that we might know how to repent. And he says, in that day, you should hear a word to guide you, saying, turn aside, don't be distracted. Show you how not to be distracted, either to the right nor to the left. How about not be distracted, my brothers and sisters, dissuaded by any influence of anyone who would teach you an afflicted or corrupted word? You say you cast aside the silver that is overlaid on all your idols, all the misconceits and false imagination that you once called precious, and you would tell them all be gone. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, you say, shall the flocks, I hope you understand it, shall Zion, Sion, partake of clean provender. Yes, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they who will be able to take these words to heart and discern that unto the will of one, what must be. Hear, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Isaiah 40. We talk about a dispensation of the gospel. We say, begin to be gracious unto you. What about the dispensation of his law? That all might be one. Consider what I mean. Isaiah 40. Says the time of our warfare, all that is divided us, everything that has kept us from discerning his perfect will. The time of our warfare, subject to any of these misconceits, must come to an end. All eyes must see again the glory of the Most High. All eyes must see, my brothers and sisters, and every watchman see together, eye to eye, glory of Yah. Everyone understands that since there's no searching of all that is his understanding, it means, my brothers and sisters, that even whole nations, we count like drops in a bucket. When he begins to show what is his will beyond all else, for it is his kingdom that he is about to create on this world. What does it say in Isaiah 40? It says, even though the young men may grow weary and faint, may become indiscriminate, having forgotten so much of what the Most High said that he would surely bring to bear, having forgotten the promise, he said he still remembers, my brothers and sisters, and is he who gives strength again to a people that they might regain all that was lost. And blessed are they who understand what the scripture means, say they will wait for him to renew their strength. One coming forth saying, keep silence before me, O ye isles, speaking to all the nations. Keep silence before me, O ye isles, and let my people be renewed unto one strength, one discretion, discerning all my brothers and sisters that will make them unified and reconciled in him who is strength. I did not say trusting anymore in the vanities of this earth, but trusting in Yah himself, for the law of the Most High is perfect, and it converts the soul. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It says, who has stirred up this righteous one like the rising sun? Rising sun that casts out all the darkness, reveals the light to the whole world with obscure. Who has stirred up this righteous one? Call him the righteous one from the east. Wow. I told you they took away from people, what the early church called itself, Kurdishanya. Kur, son, Tis, rise, Shah, king, king of the east. Righteous one from the east, for whom he said he would dry up the rivers and show foolish all the barriers of the nations. And then I might prepare for a greater king. Revelation 16, 12 to 21 speaks to the same. That one before whom he said at 44:20 to 45:6 Isaiah, he says he shall show man beyond all the folly that he has trusted. Yes, indeed. For man has not discerned, my brothers and sisters, what he's trusted has been false. He must prove foolish the wisdom of the wise. He must establish for Yah, my brothers and sisters, a true temple. be a shepherd to his people. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, call that one, yes, the word there is Mashiach, Messiah. What's the scripture mean, my brothers and sisters, when he said he would give the kings as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow? How about the accuracy of his word? Isaiah 49, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. Has he made mention of my name? To bring Israel back to him, to reveal his glory. Made my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. He says, made me a chosen. They put down arrow, put the word for arrow as bowman. Gave the nation his dust the nation and kings as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. He smite the nations with a rod of iron. Called his name the word of Yah. All my brothers and sisters, you need to understand how these scriptures are all talking about the same one. If you understood, my brothers and sisters, that scriptures like Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 are all chronologies leading up to where they have breaks in the scrolls, amazingly enough. In Matthew 24, 29, Mark 13, 14. Why do they keep having these breaks in the scrolls? At those points where they talk about sun and moon darkened, powers of heaven shaken. Scriptures that talk about the fall of this confusion that is Babylon at Isaiah 13. But my brothers and sisters, how many understand that how much it correlates to Isaiah 24th chapter? I said Isaiah 24th chapter. Yes, indeed. Through 27. Concerning a city, my brothers and sisters, from which Messiah shall come forth. Need to read real close Isaiah 19:18. Isaiah 19:18 through 25. Pretending world peace. The prophecies that are there. Speaking about that one who comes a second time to regather his people from what was the Medo-Persian Empire? A second time? Need to read Isaiah 11 and compare it. Yes, compare it to 2 Thessalonians 2. It says it's Yeshua who will come to expose the pretense, the lies, the strong delusions that men have believed that have caused men to prefer unrighteousness. Need to understand, my brothers and sisters, who that one called the righteous one from the rising of the sun is. The arising sun, my brothers and sisters, of righteousness with healing. Some say under his lips. Some say under his wings. You need to understand.
90 seconds.
I'm telling you. Really need to understand what those scriptures are about. Giving you very much so what is a partial concept in this world, a very partial concept of who is the Messiah, according to all the prophets have spoken. And turning you aside not to understand such titles, and prayerfully, yes, I got enough time. I pray the Most High will grant it, and it is. Taking you away from you such titles as King of the Medes, Yirmiyahu, 51st chapter, what about 11:28 verse? Concerning the one who overthrows Babylon once and for all. Taken away from you the title of king, like King of the Medes. Taken away from you titles like King of the East, the righteous one who arises. Taken away from you, my brothers and sisters, they put down Cyrus down there. They didn't tell you that's the one. They told you his true name, relating the title of the one called the Kurdi. The righteous one. His title, his very name means, if you will, Lord and Light. For which the ancient empire that was called Kurdistan was named. If they told you these things rightly, my brother says, you might catch on as to who the Messiah is. And who the early church knew that he is when he called himself at Revelation 22:16. He is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. One called the Lord our righteousness is at Yirmiyahu 23:5. It said, in his days Israel shall be saved, brought to the will of one, the son of David, my brothers and sisters, who shall be the one king, according to all that is prophesied. But because they didn't tell you about all these titles on which Messiah is called, many have not looked for the fullness of those prophecies and have not discerned. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the shepherd must reprove all the shepherds. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, about the scriptures like Zechariah in the 13th chapter when it says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and the man who, how about this, the people have called this fellow And he must smite the shepherds. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Yes, he must show his people the way beyond all those who have led them astray. And he said he would refine his people. 2/3, he said, because the hardness of their hearts will perish. But 1/3, my brothers and sisters, will come forth unto the Most High and says, Yah, indeed, is my Savior, the Most High. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters, what's necessary to bring all into the world one. And blessed are they who understand that it is in diligence having the most humble soul that the Most High will bring to bear a people true to himself. Found worthy to understand those secreted things, whereby in the knowledge of these things we might repent, turn back, be made true to him. To discern indeed, my brother says, what was the expectation of the early church? Because in that man did not entirely welcome the truth with love. And falling away from the faith, my brother and sisters, it was a falling away from the pure, perfect truth that men once knew. And the gospel, my brothers and sisters, has never been the adulterated word of men in this world. It's always been the word from on high, after the will of one who does not change, will not be destabilized by the misconceits of any man. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, there must come another then dispensation of grace. And who will understand what the scriptures mean when it speaks, saying, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And whoever believes, how about it believes to agree, to learn fully of him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It means that Messiah must return to refine his people. In fact, Revelation 7:2 speaks of one called the angel from the rising sun, the combat king of the east. Yes, indeed, prince of glory. Could translate the same. It says he will say, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of Yah upon their brows, till his people who will come to him swiftly. Read Isaiah 66 chapter, how he rebukes the corruption that are presently amongst the churches. How Messiah, at the 6th verse, he talks about him rebuking both church and state, is what it ultimately means. But both have been complicit against the perfect will of the one. He calls all who have set up obstacles against his people becoming one, that people that he intends. He calls them all enemies. And he rebukes them all. He talks about that city, my brothers and sisters, in its destruction. If you look on my website, hiddengospel.com, and look at the way that word should have been translated, you might be stunned to find out what it really means. Because it talks about a city being destroyed and a message going forth of its destruction, having sought to retain its confusion. And Israel, my brothers and sisters, discerning this sign, very much like what's written in Revelation 7:2-7:17, shall be a nation brought forth unto righteousness. Brought forth as one, my brothers and sisters, nation reborn, as if it were in one day. Who will discern, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the sign of the Son of Man? As I told you before, they broke those scrolls at Matthew 24:29, Mark 13:14, Luke 21:24. Revelation 6:12, Revelation 16:12, and in every case, my brothers and sisters, where it talks about that pivotal event that is mentioned concerning the city, I call it the secret city prophecies. In every case, they broke the scroll so you wouldn't understand that scenario. Because if you knew these things, you know what to expect, and you would know that the confusions of this earth by no means have gained the favor of the Most High to be called faith in him. And you would know, my brothers and sisters, to look beyond all the kings, because all the kings, he said, he would reprove. And that, my brothers and sisters, was prophesied in advance. The rulers would never tell you. Malachi 2:17-1, he says he reproves the priest. Here a priest just command. How about reprimands for you? Because the priest had been partial in the law. Treacherous against the covenant. Causing men to slander one another. Caused the people to serve foreign or false gods. Bringing about a a breaking of a covenant, my brothers and sisters, with Most High could not be pleased with the offering that is a result of such treachery. Or ineptitude, for that matter. We are all called to seek Him fully for all that He is. He says, no one would do this, my brothers and sisters, who has the true remnant of His Spirit unto the remembrance of what He declared. Read all these things, my brothers and sisters. They're right there in your Bible in Malachi 2. Because men have gone as far as to seek to dishonor the Most High Himself, saying that a multitude of their corruption and evil ways and deviant ideals. He said they're somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and He delights in such. Never let it be as if men have said that He would never, that they would never be judged by a righteous judge. He said He would send forth the Lord whom you seek. He would suddenly come to His temple. Reprove, yes, the sons of Levi. Yes, the priests themselves. Isaiah 46:1 said He reproved all the kings. Sounds like the same story to me, my brothers and sisters. How else should their world be restored to the righteousness of one? Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that since many claim to have the Spirit, still contentious, that the Most High doesn't have a plan by which He shall show a world what is absolution? That absolution must be taught again in the world. Who is that one He calls the angel from the rising sun? Does He have a name? Do you think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has not designated someone to that purpose? Like I said He has a name, my brothers and sisters. He said those who believe in Him, He gave them power to become sons of Yah. I said redeemed from all the misconceits of man. Redeemed from the will of the flesh. They become the sons of Yah, having His discipline unto His righteousness. Sons and not bastards, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. He said that the name of the Most High would declare. You need to check out on my website, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you about an article. I call it The Secret Name. HiddenGospel.com. The Secret Name. Check it out. And many titles, my brothers and sisters, Messiah has given in the scripture, and I can assure you, when He says He is the kind of. Yes, His name means all these things. Do you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, how masterful a thing would be for the Most High to give someone a name that has some 30-odd meaning that He foretold, hidden in the secrets of His name? Start translating it into the original language and see what you see. Whole world can understand one day, my brothers and sisters, that such a masterful thing could only be done by Yah. But my brothers and sisters, I would have you to consider what is the real meaning of all these things. Isaiah, I'm going to say this for a moment, but Isaiah 45 speaks of one saying, unto him every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall swear allegiance. He shall say, surely in the Most High have our righteousness and strength. Even unto him shall mighty men come, and all who incensed against him shall be ashamed. Saying, draw near to me and be saved all the ends of the earth. He declares the words that are right. Won't fall for the bribe, my brothers and sisters. He sent his people back. Not for the price, for a price, nor for a bribe. The most precious thing to him is the restoration of his people. Scripture says he is called for that all may know from the rising sun of the west there's none else but Yah. And he says there's one mediator between Yah and men. Unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. You need to understand where those scriptures came from in Isaiah 45 and who it speaks of. And those who are wise will understand that it speaks of one who must be a priest. A mediator is a priest. This must be a priest forever, he said after the order of Melchizedek. I didn't say a priest after the very changing times. But a priest, my brothers and sisters, after what is eternal righteousness, will come forth saying, from the Bible of my mothers he made mention of my name. And yes, he does have a name that means in the beginning was the word with Yah, the word is Yah. Sounds amazing, yeah, I know. Some folks turn off right quick when I say such a thing. How could such a thing be? You come forth saying from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was there am I to show you the way that you should go. Word from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, the word of Yah, the promise of Yah, the command of Yah. Blessed are they who will understand it. In his time, all things he reveals. Yes, indeed, in his time. He says, listen, someone come forth saying, listen to me, O house, hearken, O you nation. Is that not the dispensation of a word when he said it's to bring Israel back to him? Was that not what was done before? But this time, my brothers and sisters, to bring Israel back to Jerusalem itself. In fact, this time, my brothers and sisters, to build a kingdom that will break in pieces every other kingdom. And that kingdom shall endure forever. Him who comes forth saying, the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me to preach good tidings of the whole gospel, the whole word of truth to the meek, to the humble soul who is willing to seek beyond the frailties that have seemed wise to men. Oh, my brothers and sisters, shall we not understand this is another time of the dispensation of grace that is necessary? For the world indeed has been blinded by a multitude of partialities, vanities, my brothers and sisters. And the Most High has commanded that through his glorious name his people shall be one. Dispensation of grace was always a dispensation from above of a pure, perfect word which man may be, that by which man may be converted, that by faith in the truth, the inerrant word, the inerrant thoughts and conscience of the Most High, mankind may at last reclaim reconciliatory favor before the Father if he believe him to reveal the secret things. That all, having the same knowledge, may no longer draw hasty conclusions, but processing true to all, the Most High declared, discerning how all his words reinforce all his words. We must agree in strength as one. Line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet. Blessed are they who will understand it. The dispensation of grace was not only the dispensation of old, it was not only the dispensation of a reconciliatory law, but the dispensation of grace was the dispensation of a common expectation, of reassurance, my brothers and sisters, a reassurance to man, to mankind, to remember that there must be a remembrance of all that is to come to be, the promise of a future global dispensation of the what is Most High prophesied in advance to be a forgotten gospel. A word that's not even man, oftentimes today trusting in a word that's not the gospel at all. Because they didn't teach you to have to recognize this expectation of another dispensation of gospel in order to set things right. And they didn't tell you about how Most High said he will come to bear. What will be the standard that he will use? How you shall discern who he is. If they didn't tell you to expect that according to all the prophets said before, do you really believe they preached to you the gospel? Read Isaiah 41:21-24. And it says, the Most High looked in the last days and didn't find anyone speaking these things. So he said, behold, my servant, my elect, and my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. Read Matthew 12:18 and understand who that is. And notice how those scriptures go from Isaiah 40. Through 41, through 42, voice crying in the wilderness is his herald. Calling the righteous one like the rising sun. The brilliant light, my brothers and sisters, he says to us, a child is born to us, a son is given. I said it is born. People who dwell in a land of darkness have seen a great light. Wonderful counsel, the Prince of Peace. Every garment dipped in blood, every garment of war should be burning in fuel of fire. Who will understand the meaning of these prophecies? I think, my brothers and sisters, when we cast out the lies that have blinded our minds and render us deceived the mind not to be able to perceive, the veil, the covering cast out of all nations, like the scripture said, must be when that ruthless city is destroyed, that ruthless nations shall praise Yah. Read Isaiah 25. When that occurs, my brothers and sisters, take the veils covering the blindness or often the eyes of all the nations. That finally men shall say, really want to look at it right, they will say, This is the righteous one. Yes, who's called by the name of the Most High. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 50:10-11? He among you who has no light doesn't have that pure, perfect word that you need to be sealed. Let him trust in the name of the Most High. One who has the name be saved by his Elohim. One who redeems his conscience. He says, you walk in the flames of the spark that you've kindled. In other words, the false imagination of short-sighted man. So this you have in my hands, you lie down in sorrow. Blessed have been they, my brothers and sisters, who seek beyond themselves, humbling themselves to the greater word that is the gospel, the remembrance of all that should never have been forgotten. Understand the real, my brothers and sisters. Understand the real. One must come forth, my brothers and sisters, to speak these things. As it is promised, so must it be done. Do you think the Most High gave no clues? He gave plenty. But blessed are those who, my brothers and sisters, were humble enough to seek them. Well, Isaiah 25:1-3 talks about the destruction of a city that would not listen. And it says, finally, men shall look for, and they say, this is the righteous one for whom we are waiting. We rejoice and be glad in his salvation. He will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. It speaks about the coming forth of a righteous one who should teach those who have been diligent, who have sought his righteousness in the night. But he said, the lawless are those who don't know what to look for. Hey, many of them, hey, they will still not see when his hand is raised. And Isaiah 49 says he would lift his hand to the nation, set his standard to all the peoples. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who know to wait for and to trust in him. It's been due to Western intrusions, polytheist intrusions, rebellions against the grace, the knowledge of Yah, the expectation will bring an end to all confusion. Polytheists think of salvation as a preservation of all their confusion. They've created a false faith, my brothers and sisters, that have reassured men in their vanities, caused men to be proud, left to the lawlessness that only leads them to be exploited because they didn't seek the righteousness of the law of Yah. What do you think, my brothers and sisters? What do you think you would have for justice if it's not the law of the Most High himself? And to this very day, my brother says, because of this, the world remains divided in warfare. Yes, and men calling it grace, not to be under the law of Yah, therefore under the misrule of man. And counting themselves favored, they say they are above his law. Never, my brothers and sisters, shall it ever be. Sound like the same boastful spirit that the Romans had in subjecting Israel. And yes, even murdering millions, my brothers and sisters, in the early years of the dispensation, saying they subjected to themselves to teach the people, making themselves the gods. Hey, they felt like if they could subject to themselves the teaching of the Holy One of Israel, they had subjected even Yah. And they've constrained the mind not to seek to perceive beyond the shallow, treacherous, wicked mindscape of those who never had an intention to be true to Yah. False swearers, my brothers and sisters, who claim love, but in their hearts there's a strong streak of hatred. For hate began, my brothers and sisters, when man chose not to be true to what Yah says must be eternal. Blessed are those who know what it means. The scripture said they will wait for him. It didn't say get caught up in what this world seemed to call wine. The apostle says, blessed are they who wait for him. The apostle said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this for my judge. It's the Lord. Speaking of Messiah is coming. So therefore let no man consider himself so wise before the time, till he comes to reveal the hidden thing that men had not considered. Read Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Men are not considered. Then shall every man know how to praise. I didn't say any of these short-sighted standards for willful men. Then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it is. wake up time, my brothers and sisters. It's time to see the light, and that it must shine in the darkness. Coming of the righteous one, called the Kurdi, and I pray you'll understand this. Look it up sometime. Ancient Israel. Hey, geneticists know from whence, what tribe Abraham came. Tribe of a people called the Kurds. The sons of Noah, my brothers and sisters. Oh, and I wish I had time to sit here and tell you now. Look on my website, you'll find some of this. On my website, you find an article called, Enoch excerpts. There's a couple of articles like that. It talks about what was the Noahic covenant. Yes, indeed. Faithful sons of Noah, my brothers and sisters, called the Kurds. Remember I told you about that title, Kurdishanya? Yeah, they took a lot of that history from you, didn't they? Many have not understood that the East was looking for one who would reconcile all things. That was not the hope of the West. He said the spirit of truth the world would not receive. Well, those who did not look for that reconciliation would not be so quick to receive him. And to this day, my brothers and sisters, Western polytheists, that system out of the West that is spoken of in Daniel 8 and 5, that would come to contest, yes, even the Prince of Princes, to this very day has sought to keep you unwise concerning these things. They didn't teach you who was that righteous one called the Kurdi. Because if you understood this, my brothers and sisters, would you trust the Western polytheism that the wicked of this world have called the church in systems that never sought to bring you out of the world nor its darkness into the light? Who instead, my brothers and sisters, are seeking to bring you out from the ways of this world and the thoughts of this world, the conceits of this world, the idolatry of this world, the forgeries that men have placed upon even themselves in this world. The idolatries that men have made of themselves and calling themselves saved when they were not whole. They want to tell you about this, my brothers and sisters, that all must prepare to humble themselves for exceeding righteousness. Because if they told you this, my brothers and sisters, would you trust them as kings? Would you trust them as priests? Stone which the builders rejected, my brothers and sisters. Let's come to chief stone of the corner. You need to read all of Psalms 118. The healing, some would say, 118. And understand that is latter day prophecy. Sounds kind of funny. You kind of wake up and working at the car wash. For too long, the folks had a ball, they said, working for a boss who didn't care if you acted a fool. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Wake up time. There's a coming judgment unto the pure and perfect gospel and the will of one. Whoever does not believe to agree with him shall face the judgment for that. For every idle, vain, false word, unbelief that they have believed, whereby and they slandered the truth. Matthew 12:36. You need to look at it. Trust Yah, seek Yah, my brothers and sisters, reveal the greater truth to you. Be ready to examine everything he tells you, for every iota of implication, line upon line, precept that is in his word. Because believe me, for everything he says, he can tell you a billion reasons why it's so if you have a heart to receive it. Absolutely stunned me the first time it happened to me. I asked a question, he told me a billion reasons why it's so in a matter of a few split seconds. I asked a couple of questions about any one of those, tell you a few more billion, and another four more split seconds after that. I want to make sure you understand. I can tell you, my brother says, that every good army has a very, very powerful and very, very distinctly explicative drill sergeant. I pray that you hear the words, my brothers and sisters, necessary to stand before the Son of Man, who will prove all the kings, that you be true to the army of Yah. Who, my brothers and sisters, who, my brothers and sisters, shall understand these things in due season, that there might be truly an atonement? Because like I told you, my brothers and sisters, the atonement Most High requires, not only does it demand that men humble themselves, but humble themselves beyond every misorientation that is in this world. How else shall he gather his people? Who will understand in this time? We've got about 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. Lord, mercy, Father. Mercy, oh yeah. I'm looking at my notes. Hey, things I wanted to talk about tonight. I see abundance of points still to be talked about. I see about four major that I really wish I had time to speak. But I can just simply tell you this, my brothers and sisters. This Day of Atonement is a time when all should seek deep within their souls that they may repent of all their sins, ask the Most High to seek in the depth of every heart, and let them give us an opportunity to show that we desire His will, that He grant us of His Spirit and take not His Holy Spirit, by which we might discern the greater will. Because let me tell you something. When a greater conscience, and we were made aware of a greater conscience, yes, my brothers and sisters, put to shame everything less. But blessed, my brothers and sisters, the souls who are willing to hear His reproof. Hey, a lot of folks ask, can they hear His voice? But if you heard the reproof, would you be willing to still hear? I've oftentimes said, my brothers and sisters, ask the Father, saying, hey, Father, I don't know what I don't know, don't know what I need to know, don't know what's been stuck in my head that's blinded my mind, but Father, you know. And right now, I just want to hear your voice. Doesn't make any difference whether your words are a commendation or a rebuke. But I know that if you come to speak, it's for my good. Who's willing, my brothers and sisters, to understand the word of the gospel that is only to the most humble soul? Ah, my brothers and sisters, it's time to seek beyond what the carnal mind aspires to. Day of Atonement, time when all shall seek within their souls that they may discern and ask the Most High to show them how to repent of all their sins.
And all the false
Christ carnal mind that has been compelled to seek comfort in the worship of other gods, other standards, because every other standard is another god. We might see beyond all the temptation, the provocations of this world that stand against the greater will of Yah. You ever heard of what they call the provocation in the wilderness? It talks about man's being willful, not willing to seek what makes him complete in the Shabbat. For that is the purpose of Shabbat, where Shabbat even means to be made complete. It relates completion. This provocation, my brothers and sisters, whenever we seek anything less, this be the Day of Atonement. Let us seek everything the Most High declares, that none of us be found obstacles, because the obstacles will be taken out of the way. Let Him know we seek not to be an obstacle to our brother. For what did He say? You're my friends if you do seek, perform everything I command you. Discern what I told you before about what the stone which the builders rejected. The high priest that Yeshua is, according to all that is prophetically written. Discern who that one is, my brother says, they call the King of the East. Look at that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Mutual origin. And discern, my brothers and sisters, what you need to know, that you're in the time of atonement truly is appearing, has appeared. You should know it. To His speak again, to His praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank the Most High again. Every year, He brings near.